Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity.
Good evening, family. What's up? Welcome to Soul Tracks of Our Lives on the Culture Zine Radio Network. I'm your host, Ernetta Barber, and tonight we're going to do another cover show. I got so much great feedback from folks about the last one, so I thought we'd do it again. I hope everyone is starting to feel the holiday spirit. I know it's a little hard because of all the crazy that's going on and all the people that we keep losing. I just lost two of my former bosses in less than a week. George Rossi was my boss for 15 years at Warner Elektra Atlantic Corporation, and Bob Krasnow was my boss at Elektra Records. And I got one group signed in my career, and that was Starpoint, to Elektra Records, and Bob Krasnow approved that signing. Two incredible gentlemen, gone too soon, but always and forever in our hearts. And the fact that we're getting ready to say goodbye to Barack and Michelle Obama, whom I will miss more than I'll ever be able to truly express. But tonight, I'm going to celebrate the lives of George Rossi and Bob Krasnow, and I'm going to get this thing started with a little Al Green.
Younger days when I lived for my life was everything a man could want to do. I could never see tomorrow. And misty memories of days gone by, but we could never see tomorrow. Would you believe that no one ever told us about the sorrow? So how can we mend a broken heart? can't stop the rain from falling on my house. Stop the that old sun from shining. What makes the world go round? And sometime I have to say,
I'm not afraid to think of you every step of the way. And
the phenomenal Whitney Houston doing her incredible rendition of Dolly Parton's I Will Always Love You. Before that, Miss Chaka Khan, doing the Jackson 5's Got to Be There. And we started the set with the Reverend Al Green's interpretation of the Bee Gees classic, How Can You Mend a Broken Heart? That's what I'm trying to do, is figure out how to mend this broken heart of mine, because Barack and Michelle Obama are getting ready to say goodbye. And I'm going to miss them so much. But here's a little food for thought. Every great dream begins with a dreamer. Always remember you have within you the strength, the patience, and the passion to reach for the stars to change the world. That was Harriet Tubman who said that. And thank you, Steve and Claire, who sent that to me. And I so appreciate it. Next up, a little earth, wind, and fire.
I told you to sit down because of the camera or whatever. I don't care about that stuff, you see. Okay, I want y'all to, come on, get on up. Come on, come on. Y'all got all dressed and stuff. Let me see what y'all wear. All right. Well, that ain't so bad, is it? Jimbo, come on. You love me, violates you.
knowing that our love may soon be gone. We can work it out, we can work it out. Think of what you're saying, you can get it wrong and still think that it's alright. Think of what I'm saying, we can work it out and get it straight or say goodnight. We can work it out, we can work it out. Life is very short and there's no time for fussing and fighting, my friend. I have always thought that it's a crime. So I will ask you once again, try to see things my way. Only time will tell if I am right or I am wrong. While you see it your way, there's a chance that we might fall apart before too long. We can work it out.
Genius Stevie Wonder with the Beatles, We Can Work It Out. Before that, the very sexy Maxwell with Nine Inch Nails, Closer. And we started the set with Earth, Wind, and Fire and another Beatles classic, Got to Get You Out of My Life. Here's a little more food for thought. Your gifts are not about you. Leadership is not about you. Your purpose is not about you. A life of significance is about serving those who need your gifts, your leadership, your purpose. Next up, the Isley Brothers.
Mind.
out to play, and in the game I lost you. What a price to pay. I'm crying. Ooh, baby, baby. Ooh, baby, baby. Mistakes I know I made a few.
You know that it would be untrue. You know that I would be a liar if I was to say to you, hey, girl, we couldn't get much higher. Come on, baby, light my fire. Come on, baby, light my fire. Try to set the night on fire. Hesitation's through. There's no time to wallow in the mire. Darling, we could only lose, and our love become a funeral pyre. Come on, baby, light my fire. Come on, baby, light my fire. Try to set the night on fire. Thank you.
That was Jose Feliciano doing his incredible cover of Light My Fire by The Doors, which are one of my all-time favorite rock groups. And I love their version. But then Jose did his, and it was like, wow. Before that, Linda Ronstadt with Smokey Robinson's classic, Ooh, Baby, Baby. I'm proud to say that I worked both The Doors and Linda Ronstadt during my Elektra days. And we started the set with the Seals and Croft classic, Summer Breeze, by the fantastic Isley Brothers. I have to give a little shout out to some of my angels who I hung out with last night, Nancy Sproul, Mita King, and Annette Washington. I have the most incredible village surrounded by angels all over the place who have been showing me so much love for so many years. I am truly, truly blessed. Next up, Somewhere Over the Rainbow.
Behind me, we'll trouble melts like a lemon drops high above the chimney top. That's where you find me, oh, somewhere over the rainbow, way up high. And the dream that you dare to, why, oh, why can't I,
baby, don't you know that, baby, yeah.
Marvin Gaye, doing Gladys Knight and the Pips. I heard it through the grapevine. Ooh, I love me some Marvin. And before that, two of my all-time favorite male vocalists, Will Downing and Phil Perry, killing it, doing the Bells, Baby, I'm For Real. And we started with one of my all-time favorite jams, Somewhere Over the Rainbow, which was made famous first by Judy Garland and The Wizard of Oz. And then, of course, Miss Patti LaBelle. Can you see her singing with her arms going up and down as she sings Somewhere Over the Rainbow? But the one I just played for you is a Hawaiian gentleman named Israel. And I'm just going to say his last name. I'm just going to use the letter K because I will totally mispronounce his last name, and I don't want to do that. But I love the way he mashed up Somewhere Over the Rainbow with It's a Wonderful Life. So before I close out the night, I want to just say this once again. There are 39 days left before the Obamas leave the White House. And I personally will continue to celebrate their legacy for the rest of my life. Love, honor, and respect President Obama and First Lady. Love you, love you, love you. So family, Merry Christmas. Happy Hanukkah, happy Kwanzaa, happy holidays, but let's remember the reason for the season. We all know what it really is all about, December 25th. It's not about the presents, it's not about all the hoopla, it's about our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So before I close this night out, what else do I want to talk about? I got to kill a little time here. I said nothing about politics tonight because I'm letting it go until 2017 and then I'll get back on top of things. I just want us to have joy in our life. This is the time of the year where we're supposed to be thankful for what we have, and what we have is our family and our friends, and I am so blessed to have both. And I love all of you very, very much, and I appreciate everything that you've done to make this show continue. And if you have any suggestions or thoughts, you can send emails to me at withasong@aol.com. You can hit me up on Facebook. You can follow me on Twitter. And I just signed up to Instagram reluctantly, but folks said I need to do it, so I did. So with that, I'm going to leave you with more of an up-tempo kind of feel so you can, you know, get your groove on a little bit. And I'm going to do Rare Earth version of the Temptation classic, Get Ready. So with that, I say good night. Love you madly. See ya.